You're listening to Rocket Knight.
This is Charisse with Rocket Knight Magazine, and today we are speaking with Christopher Barry and Gene Carr of Barry and Carr. They're a duo out of Charlottesville, Virginia, and they've been releasing a lot of singles lately. Time Machine, that just came out June 21st. Lovely Lady, Without You, and one that I really like, I'd like to talk about, is Lost. That one I really liked. So, hey, guys.
How you doing?
How are you?
And I did get that correct, I hope. Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yeah,
correct. Good, good, good. So, as I understand, you're a duo, and you've been friends for 30 years. That's a really long time. Have you been working together that long, or you just kind of discovered that you both play music, and you tell me the story?
Well, Christopher actually is my boss when I let him, you know, when I let him. No, actually, Chris is my boss. We've been working together before he even had kids. And it started off really as a friendship when I first met him, and we got that bond, and we've just been going for 30 years now.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, this is Christopher. I was going to just mention that Gene and I did not know that we were musically compatible till about 5-6 years ago when Gene inherited a guitar, and I was over at his apartment and I picked it up, started playing it. And I've always known Gene could sing a tune because he'll sing in the car sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why don't you sing? Because I don't like to sing, but I love to play guitar. So we started to write songs together, and it's been really fun.
That's what I was wondering. Sometimes you can be friends with somebody a long time and not realize they have all these hidden talents.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Did you guys get together and start doing this during COVID? Because a lot of the bands have been doing that.
Like I was saying, about 5-6 years ago, Crystal was telling you the story about I inherited a guitar, and I don't play guitar. I don't play any instruments, and but he does play, and got to screwing around. He got to strumming around some stuff, and I started singing some stuff I was making up, that, you know, going along with the melody he was playing, and that's where it all started from, really.
Christopher, you play the guitar. You play the organ too, or the keyboards?
So I just played the guitar. Primarily, the acoustic guitar is my instrument. I've been taking, back when I was a child, my mom made me take guitar lessons when I was 6 years old. I didn't like it, but I did learn the basics. And by the time I got to college and my friends were playing, you know, in the fraternity house, and I wanted to join in, and I could play the basic chords, and it went from there.
I used to be in a band.
I was actually in a band when I was in college, you know, that played at all the nightclubs and fraternity parties in the area. And we did some original songs back in the early 90s. That was really a fun experience for me. So when Gene and I realized that we were musically compatible, we decided to start releasing our own music.
Your music has a real kind of retro 70s flavor, I'd say. I grew up during that time period, so I can relate to it. How would you describe the genre or your type of music?
I would say that Christopher will come up with a melody or something that he's working on and some lyrics, and it goes different directions. You know, like Lovely Lady, a lot of people thought it sounded country when it first came on, And then it got a rock field, and it just built and built as the song progressed. So it's going to be a different sound, probably, you know, every release, I would say.
The song Without You has kind of a Chicago feel to me. Yeah, I love Chicago.
Chicago, R&B. So,
yeah,
you know, it's whatever we come up with and what we're feeling at the time. It's the sound you're probably going to hear, mm-hmm. or the genre we are coming out of.
Is that the kind of music you listened to growing up?
I grew up listening to like soft rock, rock, R&B. But I like all kinds of music because, you know, it's truly an art to play an instrument and sing or do anything far as that, you know, that goes.
What about you, Christopher? What kind of music did you listen to growing up? Was it?
I listened to primarily classic rock and current rock at the time, which is not classic rock.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was heavily influenced by like the U2, the Police, REM, John Cougar Mellencamp, Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin. They're all in my music collection.
Your song, I know it's coming out, called Our Love's Alive. I really feel good when I listen to that. It's a real upbeat song.
That's what we were shooting for, to get you all tapping your feet and maybe shaking your shoulders a little bit. Good summertime song.
You even have a whistle in there.
Yeah, I did that on Without You also.
I kind of picture the song being in a film. I think it would be wonderful. Have you ever thought about submitting or getting your music into soundtracks, films?
You can answer that one, Chris.
Yeah, we've talked about it with Gina, our promoter, and there's some avenues that we can investigate with that. I guess it's called Sync. I'm not familiar with it, but I definitely would. If Gene wants to, we can pursue that as a, you know, an avenue. See if we can get a, you know, use the soundtrack on a commercial or a movie. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
So, do you guys actually perform live?
Actually, not yet. You know, like I said, you know, we're rarely new to the business, and we're trying to build up a catalog of music and try to get the best stuff maybe one day, and maybe we'll go out and do something then. You know, we the older guys will be still a little new to the game.
Well, I could totally see you guys playing out, and I think people would really enjoy hearing the music because it really is upbeat, and I think we need more of that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What's on the horizon for you two? Let's say in the next year, what are your hopes and plans and dreams?
Well, getting some good, solid music out for now. Something that sounds good, not only to my ears, but to everybody else's. You know, we got to get some stuff that we feel good about. You know, certain songs we got, you know, we like them all because we are performing them, but you got to get other people liking them too. So when we get the song coming out now, Our Love's Alive, and Lovely Lady, we had good feelings about those songs. So I'm thinking those two definitely would do well.
Yeah, I think they're both very strong. And I notice your theme seems to be love a lot. I guess
Chris is quite the lover.
You guys are romantic.
when I write a song, usually if it evokes a loving feeling, I go down that path with the lyrics. But not all songs are about love, I guess, about heartbreak. Well,
you both started a few years ago playing. Do you experiment in other genres, perhaps like reggae, or do you have any interest in exploring other areas?
Not so much reggae. I'm answering for myself now. Not so much reggae. We like their rock, maybe R&B, classic rock feel. I think it fits us better, and I can probably sing most of the songs without running out of breath.
With my background in listening to classic rock growing up, that tends to be my major musical influence. So when I do mess around on the guitar, I tend to come up with these rock songs, rock ballads.
I really like the fact that your music is acoustic guitar driven, because I'm a real fan of that. Just out of curiosity, what guitar do you use?
I have a Martin guitar, yes. And then I also have an Alvarez, and then another guitar is a classical guitar. It's called Jasmine.
I have a soft spot for Martin. I have a D35. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There's nothing like the sound of a Martin, and this might sound weird, but I like to sniff the wood. You notice when you open up the guitar case, it just smells.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful. Anything you would like people to know about you that hasn't been said or written about?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like for people to at least give us a chance, you know, because I think we're on all musical platforms, and just give us a chance and check it out, because our stuff, I'm saying for everybody, our stuff is a little different. Like you said, some of the stuff may take you back to the 70s, and it moves up in the years and stuff like that. It's just a different sound. I was telling Christopher the other day that the reason why Hootie and the Blowfish done so well when they first came out is they had a totally different sound and a different singer that people hadn't heard before. So I'm hoping that we'll kind of do that, not copying them, but give them a totally different sound.
I guess you could say 70s, and the kids are eating it up now. I guess it's a novelty for them or something.
Yeah, a lot of younger people going back and revisiting this music, or their mom and dad played a lot at home, so they are more familiar with it now, and they like that sound.
Motown, are you guys a fan?
I am. Motown.
Do you happen to do any covers of songs?
We haven't done yet. I'm pretty sure Christopher can play it and I could sing it if we ever got down to it. We're just trying to, like I say, create our own stuff right now. Maybe if we went out to play somewhere, we would do a few cover songs then or something.
Before we go, is there anything that you would like to say? And where can people find you on the internet?
Okay. Well, we have a website, barrycarrmusic.com. And then also we're on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not sure what our handles are for that. Gina would know. In terms of platforms, we're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all those, YouTube Music. When we release a song, we actually release a video with the song, like the lyric video that goes along with it. Yeah.
Thank you for joining Rock at Night.
Thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. All right.
Here is music by Barry and Carr.
Travel far away, Yes, I'm lost, but I'm feeling down. You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.